All right, Dave. In case you didn't know, today is Fat Tuesday, Mardi Gras, and we're going to live vicariously today since we can't
we
can't be in the Big Easy. We're going to go down there anyway and speak with Glenn Abbott, a freelance travel writer and photographer based in New Orleans. He writes for how you doing? Glenn writes for Harley Davidson's Hog magazine and has a website called thetravelinggringo.com, and he just moved to New Orleans and is viewing this celebration for the first time. And so we're going to kind of give Glenn an opportunity to explain what the heck is going on in New Orleans this morning.
I'm on the what they call the Uptown Parade route. I'm waiting for the Zulu Parade to begin in about 30 minutes. And the Uptown Parade route, the place where the parade starts is about 5 miles from the French Quarter. And this is more, I would say in this area is more of a family and locals type of area. It's a really good vibe. You know, people having fun, families with kids. Thousands of people even now lining the streets waiting for the parades to begin. People bring ladders for their kids, step ladders for their kids to sit on to get above the crowd to be able to see the parade, you know, wait for throws, which are the beads and things. And it's just a lot of fun. Everybody's really having a good time.
Actually, the parades have been going on for a little bit. This is not the first parade of Mardi Gras, right?
No, actually, it's an entire season. The Mardi Gras season starts, I think it's January 6th with Epiphany. But leading up to Mardi Gras Day today, there's parades, especially the last week to 2 weeks before today. There's parades almost daily. And there's different crews. Some are really well-known. Some are not as well-known. I've gone to some of the really small ones that are really a lot of fun, too. But I've also, we went to Bacchus a couple of days ago. I think that was Saturday. Will Ferrell was the king, and that was crazy. That was just, the streets were packed. You could hardly move for that one. But, yeah, there's all sorts of different parades, you know, and it's just, it's not all the craziness. You know, I think before you, or if you don't live here, your idea of Mardi Gras is based on the French Quarter.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
I think a lot of the locals don't really go there. That's really where all the craziness and a lot of the tourists go, and it's fun. But I think the families more line the parade routes in the uptown area, and there's another parade in the mid-city area. And it's just all in fun and a really good vibe.
And so you did Bacchus. You're doing Zulu. And then the next one is that Rex? Is that the big
Rex.
One?
Yeah, I believe Rex is the big one. Zulu is at 8 o'clock this morning Central Time, and Rex starts at 10 o'clock. And I believe Rex is the big one. And there's even another one after Rex. I don't recall the name of it.
Yeah.
But and then there are various parades in the outlying areas in the suburbs like Metairie and West Bank
and Fat City.
Yeah,
in Fat
exactly.
City. Hey, Glenn,
exactly.
What's the weather like down there? You got decent
beautiful.
Weather for it? Really?
Beautiful, beautiful. Oh, yeah,
great.
Rained. It rained over the weekend, I believe, and a couple of the parades had to be rescheduled. But today, it's supposed to be a high of about 65 degrees, and right now it's the low 60s. It's ideal.
Oh, man. I am so jealous. Glenn Abbott, the travelinggringo.com. He's a freelance travel writer and photographer. Takes excellent pictures, by the way. Go to the website. Check out the Bacchus Parade pictures. They are excellent. Glenn, thanks for joining us. And
thank you, Jim.
We'll talk
thanks
to you
for
soon.
Having me.
All right,
okay.
7:44 here on Newsday Sports.